Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you. As an entrepreneur, mother, wife, and former CEO, I share lessons and stories of both personal and professional successes and failures. Join me along with a diverse list of guests as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and your life. Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other. I am Teresa Rand, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. I'm Teresa Rand, as you just heard, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. And I am fresh back from our third annual Women's Leadership Conference. So much good information to share. But I wanted to, a couple things before I get started. One, if you are a brand new listener, thank you so much for being here. And I hope you will enjoy the podcast and stay to the very bitter end. If you're a continuing listener, thank you for being here. And many of you that have been listening may have been at last week's conference. Some of you may not have, but I want to just hit some highlights, not just about the conference, but primarily about how we feel after a big event. How do we feel after we've had a major accomplishment? Maybe you've completed a marathon. Maybe you had a big project at work. Maybe you finally got that awesome promotion you've been waiting for. What goes on with your emotions after those events? For me, the first thing is exhaustion. I've done marathons. This is my third event. I had events throughout my career. I've had promotions that I dreamed about and even sometimes thought I would never get. And what happens for me are a couple things. One, there's an elation. I'm very excited, very happy that the event, the accomplishment is over and done and successfully, hopefully. And then there's exhaustion, where it finally just catches up with you and you feel like you've hit the wall, where you just cannot put one foot in front of the other for a few days. And then there's, for me, the what's next. And part of that, I realize, is my personality. I always feel like once I've accomplished something, that there's something more out there to do. Something to do bigger, better, different. I don't know. It's just I have to stop and remind myself to appreciate what just happened from months, maybe a year of planning and hard work and money spent and all of the things that go into having a big accomplishment. So I'm really preaching to myself, if you will, in this podcast, and telling myself to take time to bask in your accomplishment. Running 26.2 miles or getting that final big promotion you've been working for 10, 15 years. Or putting on an event that the numbers exceed what you thought, the speakers exceeded your expectations, the women surveys are coming back and they're good. Take time to just be grateful. Take time to pat yourself on the back instead of saying, now what? Instead of jumping right back into the fray of busyness and planning, maybe plan a couple days off. I know every year after the conference, I stay at the hotel at least one, sometimes 2 days, just to sit out at the beach and relax. This year, I rushed back home. I did stay an extra day, and I had a fabulous breakfast with some of the women that stayed overnight. But the last 2 years, I've scheduled a spa appointment, a massage, whatever. I didn't do that this time. And I actually think because I didn't do that, I jumped back into work on Monday feeling frantic and like I'm trying to catch up. And today, I just want to take time to see if anybody else feels this way. If anybody else immediately starts planning the next thing before they've had a chance to say to themselves, job well done. So whatever's going on with you in your life, whatever you are striving for, or maybe you just had a big accomplishment, I want you to take a moment right now and say, job well done. Because you know what? There's always something we can do bigger, better, faster. But there is just moments in time where we can really sit and say, I did it. I pulled that off. All the work, all the late nights, all the sleepless nights, all the money, it all came together to create something beautiful. Our event was amazing. And there was so much energy in the room with 100 women, great speakers. But it's not just about the venue. It's not just about the speakers, although they were fabulous. It's about the power of connection. And I think so often we rush around. We only spend time with those people we know, as opposed to putting ourselves out there and going to an event with people we don't know. Yeah, we go to networking events, but not a two-day overnight event. When we do that and we let everything else bounce away and we're present, there are such powerful connections that happen. When we take the time and our resources to invest in ourselves, and then we're fully present somewhere, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like being in a room, in this case, with 100 other women that all are striving to be the best versions of themselves that they can be. And the energy and the excitement that that brings. There is synergy. I think that word sometimes is overused, but there is, the only word I keep using is connection. There's connection when we take time to get together with like-minded people that are different yet the same. We're all very different, but I think we're all a lot more similar than we give ourselves credit for, or than we think we are. We're a lot more alike than we are different. We all want to love and be loved. We all want to be successful. We all want to have the perfect family. We all want to look beautiful. We all want to be the smartest in the room, whatever it is. And when we stop and take time to recognize how similar we are, but also recognizing the uniqueness in each individual that we meet. It's a special time. It's a very, very special time. So to those of you that were able to attend the conference, thank you. For those of you that were not, there will be another one next year. We're working on the dates now. And whether it's my conference, the Women's Leadership Conference, it's another conference, it's investing in a course, whatever it is, take the time, energy, and resources to invest in yourself for something that you really want to accomplish. And then when you do, make sure you schedule time to regroup and to simply be grateful. Again, I'm going to ask you to say to yourself, whatever you're doing, whether you've done something that you define as a big accomplishment, or maybe just getting out of bed was an accomplishment today, just take a moment and say, look yourself in the mirror if you can, if you're where you can, and say, job well done. I did it. And let that feeling soak in, because you deserve it. You worked hard for the things that you want to do. Take time to be grateful and to enjoy your moment. Speaking of next things, my business partner, Jennifer Roberts, and I have some next things coming up fast and furious. And you'll hear a lot more about those in the weeks to come. Some of the, maybe a little teaser, we've got a great new program coming up called the Ladder Network, Your Ladder to Leadership. The program itself is called Elevate. It's a 6-month mastermind group with Jennifer and I. You'll be hearing a whole lot more about that. There may be some tweaks in the podcast coming up. You'll be hearing more about that. And just so many exciting things come out of the things that we plan for and that we actually execute. So stay tuned to hear more about what's going on in the Boss Lady community, more about what's going on with me, more about what's going on with the Ladder Network, all of the things that are in the works. But one more time, be grateful for what you have accomplished. You are powerful. You're worthy. And I thank you for sharing a little bit of your time with me. I'll end this podcast as I always do with my grandfather's saying, which is definitely appropriate today. He always told us, take time to stop and smell the roses. So until we meet again, take care.